Great. So, Ian, how long have you served on the Friendship Friday team?
Well, I was trying to think and the other day, and I think it's getting on for 2 years, maybe a year and a half.
Brilliant. Fantastic. And can I ask you, Ian, why did you decide to join the Friendship Friday team? We walk the district every week for about an hour or so. It's clear that walking isn't easy for you all the time. Why did you decide to do that?
I felt that being retired now, I have less opportunity to share the gospel with others, and this would be a good opportunity to do so. However, I did find the walking and standing was becoming a bit of a strain, so I decided to withdraw and let younger legs do the walking.
It's been so great to have you on the team, Ian. And could you share with us, what have you most enjoyed about participating on the Friendship Friday team? What have you most enjoyed?
Well, I think what I've most enjoyed has been meeting new people. Most of the people near Redeemer, where we are, have no idea that there's a church meeting here. Well, they may know it's a church, but not they don't know it's Redeemer, say. And so they're quite glad, some people, to be told about it and invited, of course. Actually, most of the people we speak to don't go to church, so this is the first church that they're actually aware of, probably. So that's another good point of contact. When we go out, which is every Friday, unless it's pouring with rain, and even then sometimes, I expect.
Even then we've been out in the rain.
We go with a companion. We go in pairs so that we can help each other out if you knock on a door and find someone a bit difficult. It's socially interesting as well, because you do meet the people here and that you may not know, and doing something together is a very good way to get to know them.
Thanks, Ian. It's great to hear that there are lots of things that you enjoy about coming out on Friendship Friday. There are lots of people here this morning. Could you share with us a short story of an encouraging conversation that you've had with someone in the local area since we've been on Friendship Friday the last 18 months?
Okay. Let's see. Only a few months ago, Annie, I was out with Annie Fletcher. I don't know if she's here, but... we were visiting people nearby, and we met a middle-aged woman who was intrigued to hear about a church meeting in the Ark Oval School, as this is normally, where her son had been a pupil. We had a good conversation anyway, and it transpired that the lady had quite a serious illness, and when Annie asked if we could pray for her, she was very pleased to accept. I think she appreciated that we were interested in her, not just in getting her into our church. So anyway, that was a very pleasant meeting, and many are like that, but you can't say all are, no. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ian. That's really encouraging. Let me ask you a final question. What would you say to anyone that's here this morning that's thinking about joining Friendship Friday, even just coming out one time to see what we do on Friday? What would you say to them?
Well, I just say give it a try. It's an opportunity to share our faith with others in obedience to Jesus Christ's Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, where he urges us to go and make disciples of all nations. And we remember that Paul says in Romans chapter 1, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation, for the salvation of everyone who believes. So it's worth trying to help people believe, isn't it?
Amen, absolutely. Thanks, Ian. Before you rush off, we've got a present for you from the Friendship Friday team. And we'd like you to actually open it now, Ian. Would that be okay? Sure. Could you open it now for us? Let me hold that for you. Yeah, yeah, let's rip it open. Apparently it's Ian's favourite wrapping paper, this. What have you got there, Ian? Hold them up. Hold them up. There should be two.
But I don't smoke a pipe, so... I don't apply, really.
Right.
Thank you very much.
So the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So we've got some beautiful slippers for Ian to celebrate all that you've done. Ian, we'd love to thank you as a church, as a team, personally, as Friendship Friday leader, for all your service for the last 18 months. You've been a really inspiring example to us all. We should appreciate your faithful service. And even if people in the local area aren't able to yet articulate what you've done, our prayer is that one day in heaven there will be some. So we just want to thank you. Should we give Ian a big round of applause?
I don't think so, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Ian.
Okay.